This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is spending the holiday weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort while getting ready for his impeachment trial that starts in the Senate Tuesday. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday he was not aware the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine allegedly was subjected to surveillance and threats when she was there. Democratic lawmakers disclosed the information that was provided by an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, indicating former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was under surveillance. The information also suggests Yovanovitch might have been threatened shortly before Trump removed her in May. Pompeo said the State Department would investigate.
My obligation as Secretary of State is to make sure that we evaluate, investigate any time there's someone who posits that there may have been a risk to one of our officers. We'll obviously do that.
The allegations are central to the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump, who has been charged with abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic political rival Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time in 8 years. As Reuters' Joe Davies reports, Khamenei said that Iran would not succumb to pressure from the United States, which has imposed damaging sanctions on the Middle Eastern country.
Khamenei described the retaliatory attacks in response for America's killing of Iran's top military commander as the day of God. In killing Qasem Soleimani, he told them the United States had showed its terrorist nature. And Khamenei warned that U.S. sanctions imposed in a row over its nuclear program would not make Iran yield. The support shown here will surely have been met with some relief to Iran's clerical leaders. At home and abroad, they've been under pressure after the military admitted to mistakenly shooting down a passenger airliner in Tehran earlier this month.
That's Joe Davies of Reuters. Swedish teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg marched with thousands of other demonstrators in the western Swiss city of Lausanne Friday. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the demonstration came ahead of the World Economic Forum in Davos next week.
Thunberg was demonstrating in the Swiss city of Lausanne on Friday. A poll of leaders attending the Davos summit showed that, for the first time, climate change and environmental destruction top the risks perceived by the global elite at the Swiss ski resort. This year's Davos takes place against a backdrop of some of Australia's worst ever bushfires, which protesters highlighted by dressing as koalas, blaming industries with high carbon emissions for the crisis. The 17-year-old Swedish activist also addressed the forum in 2019.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy. Virginia's Supreme Court has upheld a ban on firearms at a pro-gun rally in the state's capital Monday. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Gun rights groups challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order issued by Northam on Wednesday, banning guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual gun rights rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats in issuing the order and declaring a state of emergency. Concurrently, the FBI announced the arrest of 6 men linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base, and official told the Associated Press at least 3 of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. I'm Mike Gracia.
Wall Street climbed to record highs Friday with the Dow Jones Industrial Average rising to 29,348. The S&P gained 0.39% to close at 3,329. And the NASDAQ added 0.34% for a new high of 9,388. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.